Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. It's been 1 year since myself and my wife moved to Dubai, and 1 year since I did a video where I talked about why myself and my wife were leaving England to move to Dubai. And I thought it would be a perfect time for me to share with you a year in review, but mainly sharing the pros and cons of being here. I also want this video to help you. If you're sitting at home right now and thinking Dubai is somewhere I'd love to go, then I'm going to share my thoughts for you. More than likely, you're an online coach or even a PT that's thinking of coming over here and being a PT. Because I see so many coaches, online coaches specifically, that just make the jump that's not for them, and then they jump straight back and they've made a lot of commitments here. And you don't need to necessarily do that or make that mistake. Or maybe you're sitting watching this video and it wasn't on your radar, and after this, maybe it is. So let's get stuck into some of the cons and pros. I'll start with the cons, and I'll tell you why. I think in life, it's really, really important to understand that everything has its pros and cons. Now, it'd be very naive of me to leave England and say, England's got all these negatives, I'm moving to Dubai because it's 100% positives. And I'll be honest with you, while I was in England, you know, getting ready for the move here, a part of you is thinking, yeah, I'm leaving that behind, I'm going to go to here, I'm going to move to Dubai. But England's still got a lot of things that I love. It's just there was something else that I wanted from Dubai. And we'll link the video to the reason I left, because that was how my thought process was at the time. You'll be able to see now the contrast of where I'm at. So I'm going to go through a lot of the pros, but I'm going to go through a few of the cons. So the first one, and it's not in any order of priority, because you'll think this is a little bit crazy, but there's no high streets. Apart from, say, Dubai Marina and maybe going to Le Mer, and you don't really have that kind of ability to walk around the shops unless you're in a mall. And one thing that I love, especially spending so much time in London and especially Marylebone, where we spent a lot of time as a family and me and my wife spent a lot of time together, that long high street, if you know it, you know, even going through central London, I loved it. And you know, I remember the Sunday mornings, just having a walk down the high street with the sun shining sometimes and just nipping into shops, coffee shops, having a bit of food. That's something which I really, really loved. Now, that's not to say in Dubai you don't have all the shops. I mean, the malls are phenomenal, and that comes with a lot of cons, a lot of pros, because it's convenient. So I just, you know, it's important for me to acknowledge that one of those kind of downsides is that you don't really do a lot of street walking and you don't spend a lot of time necessarily outside a lot walking about. Whereas if you're going to go from here to the dentist or here to the chiropractor in the UK, you get a little bit more outside activity. That kind of leads me on to the second point, in no hierarchical order, heat. Now, Marsha, my wife and I have just done our first summer here. And being in a very, very hot country, that our hottest day that we were in Abu Dhabi this year was 50 degrees. That's incredible. With the amount of humidity, it makes it almost impossible to spend long outside. So the whole thing about being in Dubai and all year round it's sunshine, there's 3 to 4 months of the year. We are now right at the end of September and it's cooling down now. July, right at the end of June into July, right the way through to now, it's been very, very hot. And almost, unless you're in a pool, pretty, pretty unbearable to be outside. Now, that comes with, you know, a lot of pros as well, because it's warm. And, you know, even if you're getting in and out the car, it's lovely weather, right? It's still a little bit hot. The third thing is business setup. Now, this is something that most fitness professionals, online coaches, and anybody that's asked my advice when moving to Dubai really doesn't consider. In the UK, you've built up a huge credit rating, you've built relationships with people, you've built banking networks, chiropractor, doctor, physio, health practitioner, everything. You've built that network. People know you. When it comes to lending and borrowing, you've built up you know, as crazy as it is that you have to have a credit score if they're going to lend you money, regardless of how much money you've got in the bank, the credit score says the determining factor if you want to borrow money. But you arrive here. Number one is you need an Emirates ID card, which takes time. You need to apply for a residency. You need to set up a business. Then you get your residency, you'll get your Emirates ID. You need an Emirates ID before you can get a phone. You need an Emirates ID before you can get a tenancy. My wife and I have rented for a year while we're having a home built here. To want to get a home without being a resident, you have to put down a lot of money to buy into a payment plan. If you're trying to get a mortgage, you need to have a minimum of six, more than likely a year banking and positive banking to get any degree of mortgage. So there is this big delay. So you come here and the first thing you got to do is rent. And if you're going to rent, you can go in Airbnb, but the cost of an Airbnb is crazy because it's for more tourism. So you then wait and you get an Emirates ID and then you get a rental property, a little bit less, but then it's setting everything up. That takes quite a lot of time. And I think I underestimated, I've never moved countries. I've never lived anywhere else. And that process, I would say you've got to be all in it for 6 months. You got to take your time. You got to do your diligence and you got to set everything up. And it does take time. Now, I am going to say this. Do not consider moving here for tax. It's the worst decision in the world. In my honest opinion, I would rather stay in the UK if I wanted to be, if I loved the UK and I worked that bloody hard that I earned enough money to pay for the tax, to live like that. I was very happy paying tax in the UK. I'm a lot happier here not paying tax, but I would have happily stayed in the UK if the UK was meant to be. My advice to you, my tax consultant, my tax advisor at the time of leaving when we moved the company over here, great bit of advice. He said, are you moving there for the tax or are you moving there because you want to live there? And I think this is a great piece of advice to all of you watching this is I took that and I went, are me and my wife going to be happy in Dubai? And the answer right now to you is 100% yes. And then the tax is a bonus. There is no point being here and not liking it, but paying very little tax or none. It's no point being unhappy, but just having more money. I'm happy in myself and the money is a bonus. And really underestimating the business setup, the time it's going to take, the rentals, you know, in most cases, you've got to pay 3 to 6 months or even a year up front with your rental. So you've got to have cash when you come here. I would also say to you, the con is this, it's a lot more expensive. There's importing a lot of different foods, alcohol, if you drink, don't now, but the alcohol is very expensive. So if you come here and you're partying, you'll spend a lot of money. If you come here and you're renting, especially Airbnb to start with, it's a lot more expensive than the UK. You know, I was just talking to Michael, who's filming this with me, and a lot of times when coaches especially come over here, they want to go straight to Dubai Marina and the rentals there are sky high. They don't think, oh, I'm going to come here and I'm going to live somewhere a little bit more inland, which is a little bit cheaper, and look after my money until I've set myself up where I'm going to be. So a con is when you come here, it's expensive. Now, if you come here with the money to be able to live in this type of lifestyle, like it's the same as if you're going to live in central London, you've got to have the money to live in central London. It's a city. It's a vibrant, wealthy city. So things are more expensive. The people here, the unemployment is minimal here. So you have people that are earning and people are doing very, very well. So you've got to come here and contribute and you've got to come here and be happy and be able to live. It sounds like I'm putting a bit of a dampener on this video, but I want to be realistic. I see so many coaches come here and go, oh, wow, you know, I can't wait to be here. You get here, you put some pictures out of the sea and then your Instagram grid says that everything is amazing, but you've got very little money spare. You will also here not fall into a trap because convenience is a massive thing here, but you will end up getting delivery a lot. You'll end up having deliveries a lot, and deliveries a lot more expensive than going to the supermarket because it literally, within 25 minutes, your food's on your doorstep, delivered fresh, quality food. So you end up spending more. If you want to live aligned with the quality of life that is available here and the speed of everything, then you need to be able to afford it. And I would say that so many coaches, reality-wise, the minimum you should be earning income-wise is at least £10,000 per month to be here. And a lot of people are like, oh my God, you know, it's a lot more money. Great, stay where you are, earn the money, and then come here and live like that because then you can afford to be here. Now, the pros. I'll start off by saying that this is the best move that my wife and I have ever done in our lives. It is the happiest I've ever been. It is the happiest me and my wife have ever been. But that is because we're both very happy in ourselves. Dubai's added, but I haven't moved here to make me happy. This is a really important point that I want to touch on. If you're unhappy in the UK and you move here, your personality and the way that you feel, it comes with you, right? If you're living in Scotland and you move to London, you're unhappy in London. Somewhere doesn't make you happy. Short term, it's sun. But do you know what? Now my life revolves around sun every single day. It becomes a normality. You have to make sure you're right first. So we came here happy, and this added to that. Now, beach life, sunshine, it's amazing. Get to go to the pool in the evening, get to go to the pool at the weekends, get to go to the beach at the weekends. I love beach clubs. I love chilling. I love relaxing weekends. And it is everything and 10x that in terms of the quality of life that we can live and spend time outside. You know, we travel a bit in the summer when it's hot here. But now, from now all the way through till June, we've got outside, we've got beach life. I love that. Growth-minded people. I found that already in the last 12 months, I've had some of the best conversations with entrepreneurial people, successful people. People are actually interested to know what I do, and I'm interested to know what they do. And then you connect each other to different people. And I found that the network that I built and the connections that I built with people is stronger than what I've actually built with some people business-wise in the UK. I find out in the UK, a lot of people are a little bit more closed off to that kind of sharing idea or uplifting everybody and championing people's success. But it seems that that's a lot more here. Respect. This is huge for me. I love what the government, what Sheikh Mohammed and the royal family are doing and the government here are doing. They champion people winning and success, and there is a culture here of respect to each other. There are people that will deliver food, and the utmost respect is given to the delivery drivers, how hard they work. There is respect to the taxi drivers. There's respect to the people working in supermarkets and restaurants. There's a respect and camaraderie. The government are doing everything that they can to give you the best quality of life that you have. And what I feel from the whole of, you know, being in Dubai, the whole country in itself, is that people respect that. So that the theft and the stealing is minimal. You hear of it occasionally, but it's stamped out. And that's why it's so safe. And that's another pro to me. It's so safe. You know, when we bring our child eventually up in this country, I know that the safety, and they'll grow up with good morals and respect for one another. And that is what I'm so excited for. So there was a reason we moved here as well. Safety, I talked about. Tax, of course. You know, as you earn more, you go into different higher tax brackets in the UK. There's no income tax. There's 5% VAT. You know, you can register for exempt for that if you're a free zone company. Especially online coaches will be free zone. There is corporation tax. There's varying degrees of exemption rights on that. But especially with a lot of companies, there's a threshold in which you'll end up paying corporation tax. So it's always very, very important to get tax advice from somebody that understands the tax systems. Get advice with business setup, okay, when you come here. But, you know, the pros is that there's a lot of people to help you to do that. Deliveries, speed of service, it's insane. Everything from getting clothes altered to getting clothes or shopping picked up from a supermarket or shopping getting picked up at a clothes store for you and brought to your door cheaply, fast, with respect. And that is unbelievable. The quality of food, the delivery of food, the speed is incredible. You can be at 11 or 12 o'clock at night and somebody will literally bring washing up liquid to the door and they are doing it and they want to help you. And yes, they get paid, but that is just convenience on a different level. Less complaining. I find that there's less people complaining. You know, whether you turn on the news in England and there's complaining and there's challenges and people are not necessarily very happy. I know there's a lot of people who are very, very happy, but I generally noticed a lot more complaining when I was back in the UK. I don't see that here. I don't feel it here. And it's really, really great on my energy that that's not around. You know, one of the things I didn't do in the UK was watch the news. I used to do, and, you know, my wife said to me one day, is there any way we can stop watching the news? And that changed the game for me. But coming here and hearing nothing about it, is just a liberating feeling. Malls, you just go straight to a mall and everything's there. You choose higher-end malls, middle-end malls, local malls, and everything's right on easy. Drive in, bang, you're there. That is a great thing to have. And then finally, my wife is the happiest I have ever seen her. The sunshine, the environment, the culture, the people, the beaches, the opportunity for us both eventually to bring our child up here in an environment that is safe, and the fact that she is happy makes me happy. And when we're both happy, add all these things that I've spoken to you about, it just takes our life and quality of life to a level that I never knew existed. And I am proud of me and the work that I've done. I'm proud of the work that we've both done in the relationship together to get to the point that we are as a partnership and eventually a family. But Dubai for us is the icing on the cake. It's added the quality to the happiness that was already there. Dubai isn't going to make you happy. Be happy first, and I can promise you that you add something like here on top, and it is icing on the cake that tastes very, very nice. So there's cons. Do your homework. Ask people that are here. Don't rush into moving your business here. Travel enough here. We came over here lots of times before we actually made the jump. But it's 1 year in review. We are at October, the beginning of October, nearly now. We're having a home built, which will be around about January time, which we'll be moving into. So I guess we'll be doing another video in 6 to 12 months' time and talking through what's happened in a year. And I'll do these for you. But for now, 1 year Dubai review. Happiest we've ever been. Hope this has been helpful. Take care.